Ukrainian woman Xenia Novoselska has been living in Australia with her husband for 14 years. As the conflict in the Ukraine waged last week, she told Bay FM reporter Kate Payne what it's like for her family who remain in the war-torn country.
My husband, I remember him saying maybe December or January this year, there is something building up on the borders of Ukraine. He said it's just a matter of time. I think the majority of Ukrainians didn't want to believe that could happen. When it happened, 24th of February, at around lunchtime, we heard there was first airstrike. I remember I was shocked. We didn't want to believe.
And is your family safe?
My parents and my sister, they are staying in Ukraine. And most of my family is staying in Ukraine. My sister, she moved at some point to other regions because it was too scary. At that moment, we got from the news that there was a fire on the nuclear station. And it was very close to our place. It was 80 kilometers from my parents' house. She still stays in Ukraine. People don't want to leave. My mom, she's a high school teacher and she works every day. And it's springtime, so everyone who has a house and a garden, they want to care about. Dnipro is quite a safe place if you compare it to Kharkiv, Mariupol. But it still gets missiles, airstrikes. I think every day they have sirens and they have to go to basements or some other specially prepared places just to feel safer.
What are the feelings like in the Ukraine with the people that you talk to who are there?
People feel mostly angry, hating everything Russian, not forgiving what is happening in Kharkiv, Mariupol, and in Kyiv and Bucha, I think. People are very angry. We believe that Ukraine will win. What is the most important for Ukraine as a nation, that people unite together to help each other as much as possible.
I spoke with Xenia Novoselska about the war in the Ukraine. If you'd like to donate to help support the relief effort in the Ukraine, Ms. Novoselska recommends going to www.ukrainecrisisappeal.org. And continuing on with the topic of Ukraine, Bosnian-born Snezana Matijek immigrated to Australia when she was a young girl. More recently, Ms. Matijek has been trying to help her Ukrainian friend find refuge in the same country which she made her home so many years ago. Ms. Matijek shared with me the process for getting her Ukrainian friend a visa.
I'll be honest, it's very complicated. I'm very confused. I think a lot of people are. It became obvious that there is no process. The way I understand it, anyone who wants to come from Ukraine or countries in Europe who are trying to come to Australia, they need to apply for a tourist visa first and then be able to apply for this special temporary protection visa for Ukraine when they're in Australia, on Australian soil, which sort of defeats the purpose because my understanding is there is substantial cost for applying for a tourist visa. In time of war, I don't know how people who are displaced can justify paying $800 for a visa. I'm not sure if that's the cost, but roughly, let's say it is that much. Friend that I'm trying to help, obviously she's my friend, so we have no familial connection or anything like that. My understanding so far is that anyone who doesn't have connection with family in Australia is actually not able to apply for the visa, or they can apply, but they're probably going to be rejected unless the person who is sponsoring them, to put it in quotation marks, is able to provide evidence of enough funds in their bank account in Australia to support these people.
Do you feel like it's a gesture, it's like a publicity stunt as opposed to something which they actually feel like is going to get people to come here?
Obviously, the current government needs all the brownie points they can get. I understand that. On another hand, I also think that they just haven't thought this through.
And how is your friend going, not knowing if they're going to get out, if they should make other plans?
Friend is actually not in Ukraine. She's Ukrainian, but she's currently in Austria on her own. She doesn't have anyone. She's staying in a hostel. I think the reason why I'm really, really desperate to help her is she's been noticing a lot of men approaching her, asking if she's from Ukraine. So I know there's a lot of instances of trafficking amongst refugee populations just historically. So I'm very concerned for her being unprotected and being on her own in a foreign country. So not just that, but her family is in Zaporizhia. They have very intermittent contact. There are days where she doesn't know if they're okay. I don't necessarily think this temporary protection visa is just a publicity stunt. I really hope they're going to nut out the details.
Bay FM's Kate Payne there, speaking with Xenia Novosilska about the war in Ukraine. And if you'd like to donate or help support the relief effort, Mrs. Novosilska recommends going to ukrainecrisisappeal.org.